Among those reacting to this weekend's events, members of the interfaith community.
Clergy were called to come and counter any violence that may have occurred and to basically be a peaceful presence on site.
Sahar Al-Salani is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. She's an Iraqi immigrant and is involved with various interfaith organizations. She traveled from New York to Charlottesville to attend Saturday's rally, and we reached her today on her cell phone.
There were about 20 clergy from different faiths. We were linking arms, we were praying, and we were singing chants of solidarity and freedom.
So, I mean, there's this ongoing debate about what the response to white nationalist rallies and rhetoric should be, what it should look like, from government officials all the way down to ordinary citizens. As a representative of various interfaith groups, do you think what you're doing is enough?
There were white organizations, quote unquote, that were there that do not agree with what the KKK was saying, that do not agree with what neo-Nazis were saying. It was a very wide spectrum of right-wing organizations. However, a small group of them were very loud and vocal and dangerous and appeared to have been there to start aggressive confrontational behavior. And as people of faith, we wanted to guarantee and help as much as we could to de-escalate the violence and letting them know that morally we felt that this was unacceptable in a public forum. And one of the most telling things that I noticed was that they are coming from a place of great pain and great fear. And one of the main things they were chanting is, you cannot replace us. You cannot replace us. And there was a young boy there that, with a gun and, a young kid probably my son's age. And I smiled, I grew up in Florida, and I said, I don't want to replace you. I've lived next to you for 40 years. I just want to live next to you. I just want to live with you. And then he sort of cracked a smile. Everybody, all negative behavior is a result of some sort of unanswered pain or unresolved pain. And I think they wanted to be heard.
So, I hear you making a real effort to understand where these groups, these white supremacists, are coming from. But what would you say to people who say you're making excuses for their hatred?
I do not know what is in their hearts, but I do know what can cause a lot of frustration inside a person from any community, whether it is here or Ferguson or Iraq or someplace in South America. When a person is frustrated, when a person does not have a stable job to go to, when a person feels that their government is not treating them the way that they should be treated, when a person feels that they are not getting the attention they once received, that person is going to be lash out.
Let me just ask you one last thing, Sahar, because you're heading back to New York from Charlottesville. What lessons are you taking away with you from Charlottesville and what you witnessed about how the interfaith community should respond to similar rallies and events in the future? Stay the course or change tactics?
Well, I think we should definitely stay the course, and I think we need to remind the U.S. population that faith is not just in the congregations. It is not just prayer, and it is not just in the pulpits. Faith is acting out your life so that you can pursue justice and balance and equality for everybody in your communities, and that is turning your faith into action, and that is mobilizing when you see it. Communities coming in that do preach hatred and that do preach things that are not in line with what you believe, to A, try to protect your communities, B, mobilize yourselves and others to go and approach them with love and to try to listen to both sides and to try to promote reconciliation as a way to counter violence and to be there in the healing process, because you can never have reconciliation unless you have healing and listening.
Sahar Al-Salani there with the Council on American Islamic Relations. She was in Charlottesville over the weekend along with several other interfaith group leaders.